Members of the House failed in an attempt to stop the automatic pay increase that raises their salaries from $150,000 to $155,000 a year. Third District Representative Ron Kind voted to stop the raise, but the measure failed. Kind says it's not the time for a raise when people are losing their life savings and the country has a $300 billion budget deficit. He says a raise is pretty hard to accept when constituents in his district earn on average $24,000 a year.
Where my dairy farmers are getting $9.33 per hundredweight of milk that they're producing, which is at a three-year low right now. We're losing four or five family farmers. So I think for members of Congress to claim that they're in a really tough financial situation in light of what many of our constituents are going through right now is a pretty tough case to make.
Congress made the cost of living raise automatic in 1989. Kind says it makes it easier for members because they aren't forced to vote for or against it. In the Senate, Russ Feingold promises to offer an amendment to force a vote on a pay raise when the Senate takes up a spending bill next month. Kind agrees with Feingold, but predicts he'll fail.
These are always inherently difficult issues to have to bring up because there are a lot of members who feel, why should they be deprived of cost of living adjustment, especially one that's a half a percent less than other federal employees, merely because they're members of Congress. And you know, not to defend the pay raise or anything, but having dual homes and living in two different districts is expensive.
Kind has rejected pay increases since he was elected to Congress. Feingold and U.S. Senator Herb Kohl have also rejected the pay increases during their terms in office. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.